USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Although Democrats could still lose their majority in the House and Senate, Republicans are not winning as many seats as some expected. Despite this, Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says she thinks both parties shouldn't read into the results too deeply.
Everybody just wanted to say we were going to lose all of these seats. And if you were talking to people across the country, there were razor-thin seats across the country, and you're now seeing that.
The Georgia Senate race between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker remains close. But Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rappensberger is announcing it will take a runoff election to determine the winner in that race.
There is one race in our state that is going to be moving to the December 6th runoff. That is the race for the United States Senate between Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker.
A runoff election is announced if neither candidate in the Georgia race wins more than 50% of the vote. Voters also decided on many ballot initiatives on Tuesday.
Voters in a number of states are weighing in on the issue of legalized marijuana. Arkansas and North Dakota voters have rejected measures to legalize pot use for adults. A similar measure passed in Maryland and Missouri, while in South Dakota it appears to have been rejected. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden is approving an emergency declaration for Florida as Tropical Storm Nicole barrels toward the coast. The White House saying Biden ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response to the tropical storm. It's expected to be a Category 1 hurricane by the time it makes landfall in Florida on Thursday. The storm has winds of 70 miles an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The midterm elections bringing more firsts to Washington, D.C.
A handful of elections until this point are making history. Republican Katie Britt is the first elected female senator from Alabama. Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the first elected female governor of Arkansas. Same goes for Republican Leslie Rutledge, the first female lieutenant governor of Arkansas. In Florida, Maxwell Frost is a 25-year-old Democrat. He's going to be the first member of Gen Z in Congress. And Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican from Oklahoma, is the first Native American senator from Oklahoma in more than 100 years. He's a member of the Cherokee Nation. Up in the Northeast, it's being projected that Democrat Maura Healey will become Massachusetts' first elected female governor. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
It's almost time to deck the halls in Washington, D.C. as the Capitol Christmas tree is on its way. Videos showed crews getting the 78-foot red spruce ready for the trip. The tree is coming from North Carolina and will arrive at the National Mall next Friday. Houston Astros manager Dusty Baker says he plans to stay with the World Series champions next season. Baker making the announcement on Tuesday, though the details of a new contract have not been worked out. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.